תהיה תורה למדחה. Yes, so, like we said, everyone should check himself every time, every moment, if he's attached to Hashem Yitzvarach. And the sign for that is tefillin. Because tefillin is a sign for, you know, you tie the tefillin, you wrap the tefillin, and you tie the tefillin. When you put the tefillin, you need to connect yourself to Hashem Yitzvarach. And that's the way, that's the tefillin. And you pray with the tefillin. The mitzvah tefillin, it's in the main mitzvah tefillin is when you pray. Everything is good?
Everything is good.
Very good, so. ואי אפשר לבוא לבחינת תפילין, and you cannot come to that aspect of תפילין, אלא שיעלה את הדיבור ויתקנהו, just only when you fix the power of speech, all of the words, and fixing it. כי הדיבור, because the words, שהוא רוח פיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, that it is the breath of הקדוש ברוך הוא. You see? הדיבור הוא רוח פיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. Which דיבור? Your דיבור. Rabbeinu is saying, how you going to achieve the aspect of tefillin? Not how Bore Olam going to achieve the aspect of tefillin. How you going to achieve the aspect of tefillin to be attached to Hashem Yitzvarach? By fixing and rising the power of speech. Because the speech that is the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see what Hashem gives us? Every mitzvah, everything you do, just understand what's going on. How can you see? Where you got that ability to see? From the eyes of Hashem Yitzvarach, Asher Hem HaMeshotetot, B'chol HaAretz, that they are wandering all over the world. Because Hashem Yitzvarach gives you power of eyesight, power of Raya, ability to see. How can you talk? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu got that ability and gives it to you. Not like that He got, you got. You're not divided from Him. He gives you life. He gives you power of speech. He gives you wisdom, His wisdom. Your wisdom is His wisdom. Torah Moshe, it's Torah Hashem. Zot Torah Adam, and that Torah becomes to be a human being. It becomes to be you. If you cancel yourself, you can see it. If you're not canceling yourself, it's still the same. It's in prison. You deny. You think it's yours, and so the power of speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the exile, is Bagalut. And you're talking nonsense, and you don't think about Hashem, and you think, no, I'm going to stay, I'm not going to stay. And you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You just use what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you without saying thank you, without understanding that it's Hashem and Barach speaks from your mouth. Shehu b'chinat malchut peh, that it's in the aspect of the kingship, that it's the mouth. Which kingship? You have kingship, you're king. Nothing. So, the kingship of Hashem, it's your mouth. I don't know if you receive that light that I receive here. I don't know. I'm trying to share. Everything is Hashem Yitzvarach. Everything. The kingship of Hashem Yitzvarach depends in your mouth. In how you're going to talk. In what you're going to say. In how you're going to pray. In how you're going to learn. In your hands. And it's all hu b'chinat yam, in the aspect of a sea, the sea. Shekol ha-nechalim olchim letocho, that all of the rivers are going into it, into that sea. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, kol ha-nechalim olchim el hayam, all of the rivers are going to the sea. Vehu b'chinat Adonai, and it's in the aspect of the name of Hashem Yitzvarach. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, Adonai sefatai tiftach. Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, it's what it means, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, means that Hashem Yitzvarach, He is Sfatai Tiftach. Hashem, what He is? Sfatai Tiftach. He is Sfatai Tiftach. This is how Rabbeinu now explains that verse. Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach. Who is Hashem? Sfatai Tiftach. When you open your lips, your mouth, you pray, you talk, this is when you reveal the kingship of Hashem Yitzvarach, the power of speech of Hashem Yitzvarach, means Hashem is talking, Hashem is exist. When Hashem created the world, how He created the world? Hu amar v'yei, hu tziva v'yamod. When He commanded, when He said that something is going to be, it came, it became to be. He said, Yehi or, and there was light. He said, Yehi rakia, become to be rakia. As the sky, heaven. He just said, When he said, it came to be. Everything that happens, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that it's going to be. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't say that it's going to be, it wouldn't happen. When Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Lazar's son came out from the cave, and they started to walk, so they saw a bird flies in the sky, and they heard the voice of the Shekhinah is saying on a bird, that bird is in a trap. And a hunter was there and trapped. Yes?
Captured
it. After a few minutes, they went and they saw another bird and they heard, that bird is free. They heard the voice of the Shekhinah saying, that bird is free. And the same hunter tried to catch her, to capture it, and it fly away. And he couldn't. So you see from that everything that goes on in the world is only after the decrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Hashem said, everything, every single thing. A person cannot hurt his finger, cannot do nothing, you cannot, nothing. You don't have no powers. Hashem Yitbarach, He is Takif, Ubal HaKochot, Ubal HaYecholet, Ubal HaKochot Kulam. He's got all of the powers. And which powers do you have? You don't have no powers. Only what Hashem gives you. And even let's say, okay, so our Hishtadlut is going to be in Tefillah. Even on Tefillah, the most gentle Hishtadlut, the highest level of Hishtadlut, to pray, you need to say, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach Ufiyagiti Ilatecha. You're not able to pray. David HaMelech, that he was master of prayer, that he was Ne'im Zmirot Israel, that he is the one that teaches us how to pray. He tells you, listen, my good friend, you cannot pray if Hashem doesn't pray through you. Because Hashem, He is Fatay Tiftach. When your lips are open and when you pray, it's the revealing of Hashem Yitbarach Himself. It's the kingship of Hashem. This is how Hashem controls the world. It's like a piano. When you play, so every instrument, when you play, you push on the, you move the strings, you push on the keys. Whatever you do, you make something that creates a sound. When Am Yisrael are talking, when we're praying, when we're talking, so it's like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed on the keys. And then the result is going to be what that we're going to see in the world. So, Chaim b'mavet b'yad ha'lashon. Life and death is in the hand of your tongue and on your mouth. All depends. So we need to paint the world in a positive way. We need to talk positive. We need to stay positive. And always, always to include ourselves with the rest of Am Yisrael. Always. When people are telling me the best blessings, whatever they tell me, I'm saying together with all of Am Yisrael. You can hear it. I'm all of the time recorded, so it's okay. You can check it on me. All of the time, someone is blessing me, succeed. We're gonna succeed together. That you're gonna be able to do this. That we're gonna be able to do that. Always, because that's my real will. What do we have? If you're going to be so rich, you're going to be so happy. We talked about it so many times. What are you going to achieve by that? Alright, now you're a millionaire. You live in a castle. You have a gorgeous, amazing, mute wife. Everything is perfect. What else? Not talking about it. What? Is it happiness? You can become to be a vampire in Transylvania, all alone in your castle with all of those gorgeous women all around you. What? It's all imaginations. If you cannot share, if you cannot give from the shefa that you have, you cannot be mashpia to influence on others. So it's not shefa what that you have. It's osher shamur lebe'alav lera'ato. It's wealth that you have that is damaging you. You have tons of money and you suffer. You're afraid that people are going to steal it from you, that people are going to touch, and what's going to be with the banks. So many people lost their money, even that it was in the safe, and it was so and well guarded, and they lost their money, and I don't know what, the computer fell. Really, you bought it that the computer fell?
You bought it? Is that really the computer failed? No. Someone took all of the money. The computer didn't fail. Someone just turned them off, yes. Took the money and went. He's in Hawaii now. Drinking pina colada. Happy. Absurd. The money that you have an amazing wife, a beautiful wife, and all of the time you're jealous, and you say, hey, people are looking at her, people are talking, who is she talking to? She's in the WhatsApp, she's in the Facebook, who are their friends? And so you suffer. You suffer all of the time. You have a car and you're driving. And, oh, he scratched my car, they touched my car. Who cares about your car? Why do you suffer so much from a car? Kana lo eved, kana lo adon. You bought yourself a slave, you bought yourself a master. You're not allowed to go to sleep without put your head on your pillow if your slave doesn't have a pillow. You're not allowed. If he haven't ate, you're not allowed to eat. So everything that you bring to yourself, I need a car. Oh, no problem. You're gonna have now a relationship with a musachnik. How do you say musachnik?
Mechanic.
No problems. Now you need to pay insurance. Now you need to meet the Ishmaelim in the gas stations. No problem. a lot of nice things included in that car. It's not a car. You're not buying a car. You're buying a hole in your pocket. You bought a system. A car is a system, a house is a system, a wife is a system, children it's a system, everything is a system. You want to be a Talmid Chacham, it's a system, it's a big thing, it's a machine. You cannot. No, I want the honor. You want it? Oseh ma'aseh Zimri, rotzeh sachar kepinchas. He wants to be like Zimri and to receive the reward of Pinchas. You want to have drivers that are going to take you, mechanics are going to work for you. So, it's imaginations. You're so lazy, you don't want nothing. A person needs to, first of all, to connect yourself with Hashem Yitzbarach's will. Like we said yesterday, Aser etzoncha kirtono. Cancel your will to the will of Hashem. And then, the most beautiful thing in the world is going to happen. Hashem yevatel retzon acherim mipnei retzoncha. Hashem gonna cancel the will of other people from your will. Means people gonna listen to you, people gonna help you, people gonna support you, people gonna make you happy. What your happiness gonna be? To serve Hashem. Like we said before, when you said the beginning is aser retzoncha kirtzono, cancel your will to the will of Hashem. So you lost all of your will. Now when the second part is going to come, when people are going to help you, that Hashem is going to cancel their will to your will, it doesn't mean that now you're going to achieve all of your lusts and desires that you had before. No, you erased them already. You don't want them anymore. You want the will of Hashem. Hashem is going to help you to succeed in Avodat Hashem. That's the beauty. You got me? It's simple what I said. You got that? If now a person in the beginning he had the will to buy a car, a very fancy car, this is what that he wanted. Now he's throwing that will away. He's saying, no, I want to listen to the voice of the Mishnah. Rabotenu said, Pirkei Avot, Aser etzoncha kirtzono. I want to make my will like the will of Hashem Yitbarach. I don't need a fancy car. I can manage with a 3,000 shekels car, 5,000 shekels car. I'm going to be happy. It doesn't mean, you're not. It can be that for someone else Hashem wants him to have a very fancy car. But you check. In your life, for me today to buy a very fancy car, it's going to take me out of the kollel. I'm going to have to work overtime. I'm going to have to suffer so much. And I don't have the vessels for that. So it's not going to make me happy. In the end, I'm going to suffer so much. I'm going to have to waste so much time. And so all of my savings, it doesn't look like the will of Hashem. So I decide to throw it. Okay, I examine that desire. I'm throwing it away. And now I'm canceling my will to the will of Hashem. Now the Mishnah is saying, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu yevatel retzon acherim mipnei retzoncha. Now Hashem is going to cancel the will of other people for your will. Means that they're going to help you. It doesn't mean that you're going to receive that car, because you don't want that car anymore. Don't say, I exempt my will and I want what Hashem wants, and actually my will is that car. You cannot say that. No. This is the same as Zimri, Umbakesh Sachar de Pinchas. No. The meaning of the second part of the verse that is saying to you that Hashem gonna help you, that people gonna help you, and they gonna cancel their will to your will, means that they gonna do what that you done in the first part. That you canceled your will to the will of Hashem. Now, when you are united with the will of Hashem, other people, by your merit, gonna have the ability to do the same. They're gonna be inspired from you to want to serve Hashem. Like that you cancel your will to the will of Hashem, they will want to cancel their will to the will of Hashem also. So now they're going to ask the advice from the one that have the experience. They're going to come to you and going to ask you how to do that. So you're going to tell them, help me, let's do it together. This is the Emuna channel definition. That's the Emuna channel. One person wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach in Sirut Nefesh, and he talks about it with other people. And more people listens, and they say, hey, I want that also. How are we going to do that? Let's do it together. That's the answer. And we're doing it only to respect Hashem, for the honor of Hashem Yitbarach. What can we achieve? What do we want? We want the will of Hashem Yitbarach. The happiness, the maximum of happiness that you can have in your life is that you see someone else that his life is changing. That you see someone that is going to the field and doing 1 hour at Bodedut. Someone that tells you that he's got Shalom Bayit, Baruch Hashem. Someone that lives in Jerusalem and he comes daily to the yeshiva and learns Torah. That's happiness. What else can you have that's going to make you happy? How happy a person can, from what? You have tons of food, you have a house, you have a car. Simcha Zomayosa, that happiness, what it makes you? How can you be happy if other people are not happy yet? How can you be happy when your wife is not happy? How can you be happy when your children are not happy? How can you be happy when your neighbors are not happy? How can you be happy when your friends are not happy? You cannot. You cannot. Because you're going to see their face and kamayim apanim, it reflects. You're going to see their faces and this is it. And they're sad. They're in depression. So you cannot be happy. You cannot be happy if you have a heart. If you have a heart, you cannot be happy. So this is why, okay, you want to be happy, wonderful. So take care of the happiness of your friends. Try to bring another person to the purpose that he's going to serve Hashem. Like that we said, that wonderful explanation on Akol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi'irat Shamayim. That when you want to serve Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem going to supply that to you. Hashem going to help you. Hashem going to help you. Like we explained just now, when you're going to cancel your will, Hashem is going to give you friends to help you to do the same. And you're going to do the same thing together. When one person is asking for something in his tefillot, it's not sure that he's going to be answered. But if plenty of people are praying on that subject, on that thing, tefillat rabim, and kel kabir lo imas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never going to reject the prayer of a public, of a tzibur. A lot more chance that you're going to be heard. When you pray on one thing and your friends are praying on the same thing, such an amazing thing. We have so much power. If we're going to decide to take things into actions, into go and to pray on that daily, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, look, a group. It's a group. It's not one person. It's for sure. One person can be not worthy. No problem. But when it's a public, when you have 20 people that want the same thing, you cannot say he's not worthy. He's not worthy, and he's not worthy, and he's not worthy, and he's not worthy. So who is worthy? No one's worthy. If no one's worthy, so what? There's no game.
Hashem grades on a curve.
Yeah, you got it. You want to say to it? I'm gonna understand it also. Please.
So, like in college or when they give a test, so sometimes the person who gets the highest score is considered 100. And then he goes by that. Mm-hmm. So let's say the whole class does bad, so the person who did best and ranks like that.
Okay.
Depends
in the generation. Depends in the ability of the people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like you say, is not coming with in complaints with his creations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the will. Sees, look, those people, what they're looking for in life. in all of us. What do you think that Hashem sees? This is the thing, the most beautiful thing in the world, that we need to judge ourselves in a positive way. Look, you know, people now judging themselves and so criticizing themselves and so hard with themselves and for what? If you would put yourself, just, you know, tell your life story as a friend life story. Tell yourself who is your friend and start talking about yourself. You're going to be so inspired from yourself. On your friend, he comes to you, he tells you, look, I decided to keep Shabbos, I quit smoking, I moved to Eretz Israel, I'm not drinking, this is it, I'm watching myself in Kedusha. You're going to say, look, listen, that dude is strong, that guy is amazing. Where he got all of those powers? And you're in the same boat for 1 year, for 2 years. But no, me, I'm a criminal, I'm a sinner, I'm still not guarding my eyes like I should, I'm not... It's a lie. And your friend feels the same. For you, it's easier to see good points at your friend than to see in yourself. Why? Because the Yetzer Hara is fighting with you and yourself a lot more than he fights with you and your friend. Because if you're going to be strong in being positive with yourself, for sure you're going to be positive with everyone. The reason that it's hard for you to be positive with people is because you're criticizing yourself. Because you're so used to break yourself to pieces that everyone that have any kind of default, immediately it all comes on him. But only because you used to be like that. You used to be negative. And it's also not your fault. Your father, he used to be like that. And your mother, she's you still. All of the time, complaints and questions, investigations, what's going on, what are you doing? And you hear in the voice, they're not happy, they have complaints, all of the time, something is wrong with me, I'm not fulfilling my obligation, you're not supposed to. So, alright, you cannot be to be hard on them also. Have mercy on them. Also, their parents were hard for them and life was hard. Okay. So just get it and move on. And move on. Just connect yourself to a good pipe and start live your life as you wish. Find your way, find your path in Avodat Hashem and believe in it and walk with it and keep on pushing forward and let other people grow with you. And if it's too much for you, so go to the side. Go. When people are coming to me and tells me, look, it's too hard, I tell everyone, take a vacation. Go to Meron. Go to Tzfat. Take 1 week off. Go to the field. Do 6 hours. Come back tomorrow. Go to a restaurant. Go. Whatever you need. Relax. Breathe. Take air. Relax. No rush. The enemy is coming in stress. No, you have to decide. Are you staying? Are you moving? Are you taking that opportunity? You're not taking that opportunity? Now, why? I'm going to live forever. You're too young for that song. You don't know that song. You know fame? You saw fame? No. You're too young. Someone? No one? No one, huh?
Maybe it's you.
We'll talk about it later.
For the person.
You're too old. You're too young. You're too old. So in the middle.
Okay.
Middle age. Okay. I'm gonna live forever. This is it. I'm gonna live forever. Eternal life means to live with Hashem Yitbarach. Always. I'm with Hashem. I don't care. You married? No. Are you happy? Yes. What's the problem? You think you're going to be happier after you're going to get married? Go talk to people about Shalom Bayit. It's complex. I'm not saying it's bad. It's complex. You think you're ready? You know what it means? Every day, conversations, talking, making food together, making shoppings together, talking, sitting, waking up in the morning, going to sleep together at night. It's not so easy. You're used to your quiet. You need your time. Forget it. Forget it. Bye bye. No time. Her time. It's her time. Prepare yourself. Okay, children. We don't have children. Okay. we're going to see you with two children, with three children, waking up in the morning, in the middle of the night, in the middle of the night. This is it. Wake up. Wake up. Let's see you dealing with them, become 15, become 16, become 17, with all of their craziness and ideas and a wheel, and he needs a bike, and he wants to go this and that, and he, MP3 and MP4 and MP5 and MP6, and this is it. No problem. So you need to have children. First of all, be with Hashem. When you're going to purchase that closeness to Hashem, you can deal with parnasah, you can deal with a wife, you can deal with children, you can deal with everything, because you learn how to breathe. If you still don't know how to breathe, how to relax, how to do it what they do, how to think, how to consider things, how to be miyashev da'atcha, to think through things through, to concentrate, to look for the will of Hashem Yitbarach. You don't have that tool, alright, now you have also a wife. You're going to break her to pieces. You're going to insult her. You're going to hurt her. Now children, you're going to ruin their education. First of all, connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. And then when Hashem going to see that you're ready, you're under the chuppah. You have children. You have everything. You have a job. Everything. Believe in the Creator, that He creates life, that He decides everything, and nothing can move without His decision. Nothing is nothing. Everything that goes on, it's not Moshe, it's not Chaim, it's not David, it's not Yosef, it's not Baruch, it's not Yaakov. It's only Hashem. It's only Hashem Yitbarach. And Hashem Yitbarach, He just wants you to be with Him, to connect yourself to Him, to believe in His kindness, to believe in His good, to believe in His mercifulness, to count on Him, to be sure that He's going to be there with you, like that He was with you in your past. He was with you in the last months. He was with you in the last years. He was with you in the last decades. He was with you always, and He will always going to be with you. Just keep on working on that confidence, on bitachon, to be with Hashem. Hashem Yitbarach is with you always. Just we need to be with Him also. How are we going to be with Him? In our heart, in our thoughts. To want to be with Him. To believe in Him, to talk to Him, to ask from Him, to ask for His advice. To believe that everything that we have in our lives is coming from Him. And it's true that we're talking about it and talking about it again and again, because Yetzer Hara is fighting. If we would buy it after one class, we would move on to the next stage, no problem. But you see the war. Every 5 minutes, another war. Every 2 minutes, and the Regaim Tivchanenu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is testing us in moments. Every moment. Now you remember Hashem, now another test. Now you remember Hashem, now another test. Now you say, alright, from now on I'm going to remember Hashem, and then you have a phone. And this is it, phone call. This is it. And you lost Hashem. When it ringed, you lost Hashem. And now someone tells you, hey, something goes on, you don't know. Where is Hashem? So, we need to work on that. To buy that Kirvat Elohim Litov, closeness to Hashem Yitbarach, that really we're going to be convinced that it is good for us, and we're going to hold it with both of our hands, Vayadav Emunah, hands full with faith, to go with Hashem, to love Hashem, count on Hashem forever. Thank you very much.